Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. We usually celebrate the Feast of the Holy Innocents on December 28th, those children killed by King Herod. But that feast day got bumped by the Feast of the Holy Family, so we reflect on the Holy Innocents today. Now, Moses was the first great leader of the nation of Israel. Before that, the Israelites were just slaves living under Egyptian rule. But there were so many of them that the Egyptians started to get nervous. They said, "Hey, this is our country, and these Israelites are all over the place. We'd better do something about this, or they're going to take over." They didn't want to lose control. So the Egyptians decreed that when an Israelite boy was born, he should be drowned in the Nile River. That's a pretty extreme move, to slaughter a bunch of babies just so you can maintain a lifestyle, maintain control. But it's a move that will be made again and again. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Moses was the one who founded the nation of Israel. Christ is the one who founded the church. In Moses' infancy, there was an order to slaughter all the male children. The same thing happened at Christ's infancy. You remember the story. After King Herod finds out from the Magi that a great king is to be born, he sends out a decree. Every male child under 2 years old in the region of Bethlehem was to be slaughtered. And why was it done? For the same reason it was done in Egypt. The Egyptians didn't want the Israelites to take over, and Herod didn't want any new king to take over. Herod didn't want to give up his control, his lifestyle, and that meant a lot of babies had to die. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. And of course, that leads us to today. The Supreme Court removed the federal constitutional protection for abortion, and that decision returned authority to the states to restrict or regulate abortion. Thankfully, many states have total or near total bans on abortion, and some states have restricted abortion. But around 25 states have state laws or constitutional protections ensuring abortion access. And the people in those states, the American people, including a ton of Christians and a ton of self-identified Catholics, they're saying that they want abortion. They want to reserve the right to have their children slaughtered. Why? Why on earth? For the same reason. Because when you have a child, it means the end of you living your life the way you want. It means all your plans have to be perpetually adjusted, revised, or even sacrificed. When you have a child, it means a massive loss of control over your own life. And people don't want to lose control. Just like the Egyptians didn't, just like Herod didn't, and too often, neither do we. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. People don't realize it, but when you try to keep control, you are actually destroying God's greatest blessings. Think what would have happened if the Egyptians had succeeded in having baby Moses drowned. How would the Israelites have gotten out of Egypt? How would they have made it to the Promised Land? And who would have given them, and through them, the world, the Ten Commandments, that supreme natural articulation of the path to happiness? Even more horrifying, is to think of, what if Herod's soldiers had gotten their monstrous hands on the infant Jesus? That baby was the salvation of the world, humanity's only hope, and they were trying to kill him. Kill the one who not only could show us the path to happiness, but give us the way to overcome death and have eternal life. And our own children. What blessings our own children are. They're the hope of the world, the future of the church. Every child, a unique reflection of God's image, the like of which has never been seen before and never will be again. And every child, an adventure that challenges and enlarges the soul of its parents like nothing possibly can. And yet, we refuse to have children so we can keep our lives on their petty little schedules, so we can stick to our unimaginative little plans. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. All through Advent, we've reflected on Christ as an unborn child. And an unborn child represents God's surprising gifts, which always throw all our plans into disarray. They always signify a loss of control. And if we are grateful and magnanimous enough to accept them, Christ is the ultimate surprising gift. When you accept Him, you're accepting every inconvenient and challenging situation that He chooses to throw your way. Because you know that those situations represent the most magnificent gifts. Gifts that will lead you to a much greater joy than you could ever have planned out on your own. Christ wants to come to you in a greater and greater way. But to receive Him, we must surrender our plans, unconditionally to Him, because His are infinitely better than ours. Lord, what I want is good, but it's narrow. What You want is wide and better. Lord, please give me the courage and the love to want Your plans over mine. I know they'll be challenging and disorienting, but I know that my happiness lies in accepting them. Please never let me reject what You have planned for me out of my perverse desire to remain in control over my own life. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I'm sorry for hesitating. I was thinking of a instance from when I was a little kid. What struck you?
Oh no! Now you have to go on.
I was thinking about, so I was 5 years old when Roe versus Wade happened.
That's wild to think about.
And I remember very vividly a Right to Life presentation came to our parish, and they put up a display in our parish hall. And I have this vivid recollection as a five-year-old of walking through this gymnasium full of displays about abortion and just thinking, how could anybody kill their baby?
Yeah.
And it cemented in me at 5 years old the evil of abortion. And I was thinking about this during the rosary because little children can grasp truth very quickly. And once they do, it's locked in.
I think that's true. I've also been trying to rack my mind about this, but I think part of the struggle to understand from our perspective is difficult because as I've, and maybe I'm wrong in this, but the sense I get is that there's not a good reason, but there's something even stronger within the minds of those that choose this than just reason. Because I've talked to a lot of people lately. When I'm talking to any secular young woman and anything about family comes up, there is just a quietly decided upon universal truth from their perspective that you shouldn't have children. That it's obvious that they wouldn't want children, that I shouldn't want children. And the thing I continuously hear right now in 2025 is that you shouldn't bring a child into this world right now because things are so bad.
Yeah.
And, but I have yet to hear a single, I kid you not, I haven't heard why the world is bad. I actually was just talking to a friend recently and she said, well, AI. And I'm like, what do you mean? What is AI going to do to your kid? Or immigration right now. And I'm like, you're not an immigrant. Right. Your kid couldn't be an immigrant. How? I understand the concern for other people, but that couldn't be your reason to not have a child. Or even it's because only people of a higher class could ever raise a child, while people of her same class are working jobs without degrees, without college degrees, just starter level jobs and raising children.
Right.
Because it's hard, but those are not preventing you. And I've learned that it has nothing to do with a reason that converted them to that idea. But there's something in society right now where people are convinced that there's something wrong with society and so that there's no place for children in it. But I'll go farther to say that one of the problems I see in their lives is that none of them see children. People of my age, say like 20 to 40, honestly, if you don't know young families, you don't see children in public, you don't see them at work, obviously, there's no place to see children. And so you have no idea what it's like to actually live the life of a family anymore.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's one of the more positive sides you can have to this meditation is that we should feel really, really inspired to not just look at that despair, but to really feel convicted to live a public life of love and family right now.
Yes. Because
those people genuinely believe what they're saying, even if it's ungrounded, that you can't raise a child without $1 million. You can't raise a child without having everything at your disposal already. But it's possible, and we're doing it, and we need to be really, really proud, and we need to be really, really vigilant.
What you've said is stunning because you could characterize John Paul's pontificate that went from 1981 to 2005 as the keynote, hope.
Yeah, we need hope.
Hope. Hope is this. This is what hope is. A good God made a good world. And he made you good, and he's bringing everything to a good end.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, and that's hope.
Yeah.
But what I'm hearing is, from you, is that the young people you're talking to don't have that worldview.
Yeah.
Because, not because of their personal experience, because the people you're talking to have grown up in the greatest first world country with the most conveniences and privileges of any human in the history of the world. So where are they getting this idea that everything's bad? They're getting it from social media and the news.
Mm-hmm. when I responded to that by saying, I don't see the world that you're talking about, maybe I phrased it poorly when I was speaking about it with a friend. I said, well, I kind of live in this bubble where I don't see any of that darkness that you see. And she took that immediately to mean that, oh, you just live in this perfect upper class world. And I'm like, no, I don't watch media.
I don't watch the news. Wait a minute. You don't live in a bubble.
I know.
She lives in the bubble.
I think that's the side that people don't see to it, because they're like, well, media is the highest form of reality. It's how you see everything and know everything. I know everything that's happening all across the world. I'm like, you don't know any truth, though.
Wow. Okay, so this tells me that our job, we need to do a separate meditation on this. Our job is not to go around condemning people mm-hmm. who are pro-choice. That's not our job.
Give them hope at all.
Okay, you hit it. Our job is to give mm-hmm. people hope. And I think we give people hope two ways. I think we have to make a commitment to live hope, mm-hmm. which means I live believing that my life is good, the world is good, God is good, and the future is good.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I foster family life.
Yeah.
I go to lengths to have the best possible relationship with all of my dysfunctional people mm-hmm. and my dysfunctional self.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody listening to us right now, our family is dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
You're dysfunctional.
So dysfunctional.
But we gotta hang together.
Mm-hmm. And to just constantly witness to people that we love each other anyways, which is the incredible part, but people need to see that.
Yes, yes.
Because I think when they rarely see a child in public, which public spaces are becoming so difficult to bring children into anyways, and we need to fight back against that in the first place. But when they do see them, they just see, I guess, tired parents, angry parents. That's the best time to show some peace, kids are going to be messy, life is going to be messy. And when you show people that you're at peace with that, when you're in public, that's so hopeful.
Yeah, we got to give people hope. And hope is the right view of your life, the world, and your future.
Mm-hmm.
Great insight. What's the apostles of friendship? Good conversation and the rosary. Share this with others.